issue in boardrooms these days, including the present events in Russia and Ukraine, including rising inflation and interest rates, including a diversity and increasing push in that direction. To talk about all of this, we're joined by Shelley Archambault, former CEO of MetricStream and a board member for companies like Verizon, Nordstrom, Roper Technologies, and Okta. Very broad and diverse group of companies as well. Shelley, thank you so much for being here. I want to start with Russia and Ukraine. As we see so many different companies making the decision to try to divest, pause operations there, et cetera, what are the kind of conversations you're hearing here, and what goes into that kind of a decision for companies?
Well, first of all, thanks very much for having me. Happy to be here. With regards to the Ukraine crisis that's going on right now, first and foremost, companies are focused on safety of their employees, of their suppliers, right, customers, et cetera. And that was always the first step. So when the invasion actually happened, I heard from all of my companies in terms of the steps they were taking with regards to their employees as well as their suppliers to try to help do what they could to ensure safety. And then beyond the overall employees and the safety aspect, then it comes to, all right, what's the business implication? And even though Ukraine is a relatively small company, country, a lot of businesses are actually intertwined in many different ways. So looking at who your suppliers are, who's been impacted, and how that needs to be addressed with regards to how the company operates and runs their overall business. So there's lots of conversations going on right now to understand what the current impact is, but also to plan for the risks going forward.
Well, and I want to pick up on risk in particular, because that's your history, right? At MetricStream, that's what the company does. When you're dealing with a wartime situation, a very fast-moving situation, what is the question that companies need to be asking themselves when it comes to risk assessment?
It's understanding first their risk disruption. So what's happening today and how can it disrupt or could it disrupt? So it's doing scenario planning about potential outcomes and what those implications could be. So when we look at this one, areas that are being focused on are impact of inflation, because we know what's happening with the volatility in the oil markets as a result of Russia obviously being a very large supplier of oil. But there's also a lot of concern about the overall farming and agriculture, because a lot of wheat products come out of both Russia as well as Ukraine, fertilizer and key fertilizer ingredients, key minerals, et cetera. So understanding the potential inflationary impacts to business is another area. Cybersecurity. Every company has raised their overall threat levels and are being very, very proactive with regards to strengthening and tightening up and being on very high alert with regards to cyber in concern that there might be retaliation, right, that happens against the U.S. companies from that perspective. So there are a number of areas as it relates to risk that companies are focused on right now to try to mitigate risks. And that includes what they might do with operations. You talked about it, shutting down operations or moving operations, whether it's a temporary move, which what most companies are doing, to determine what's the best way to indeed ensure that the operations that were happening, whether they were factories or IT outsourcing, which is a big industry for the Ukraine. So moving all those things to other places in a temporary fashion is definitely being considered.
And Shelley, in your view, how is corporate America doing with all of these various factors in risk mitigation, in cybersecurity spending and assessment right now?
I will tell you that the good news is there's been a lot of focus on risk in general across all companies in the last, especially in the last several years. So many of the things that are happening are not brand new potentials. All the companies I'm engaged with spend a lot of time on enterprise risk management and looking at what could possibly happen, where big risks, et cetera, and having a game plan for what they would do if these things happen. So therefore, it's not that they're just starting right now to say, oh my goodness, this has happened, what do we do? But now that it has, it's looking at their overall business continuity plans and making sure they're implementing them properly, right? The cybersecurity plans they have in place, just making sure they are indeed rechecking, making them more robust, et cetera. So the good news is I do feel that in general, at least the companies I'm engaged with and most that I'm involved with have actually have very strong risk management processes in place. So right now, it's really just a matter of executing the mitigation plans.
And I think it's fair to say that one of the things that could potentially strengthen companies when it comes to risk assessment is getting a lot of different voices at the table to give input. And I'm speaking about diversity in particular in the boardroom. You're on a number of boards, as we talked about, and this is an area where we've been seeing some movement and some improvement. I'm curious, not just about being at the table, but being heard when you're at the table, what your experience has been. Is your voice, do you feel like your voice is valued in these situations?
I absolutely feel my voice is valued. And I will tell you, the good news is most companies believe, as we can see as a result of the improvement that we've seen, especially in the last couple of years around diversity, that diversity does help. We've known it from studies for decades, but now it's actually coming to pass. And I think that's why we're seeing so much focus from shareholders on wanting to ensure that boards are diverse, because absolutely, it's critical that you have different perspectives and different experiences at the table, especially during times of crisis, times of change, to make sure that you're not missing any blind spots.
And Shelley, finally, as you know, the NASDAQ is instituting a rule that is going to make diversity in the boardroom a requirement. Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think that that is a good way to get toward that goal?
Honestly, I think it all comes down to shareholders. I've always said that companies will actually start focusing on diversity when shareholders believe it's of value to them. And we're now at the stage where shareholders believe it's of value. State Street, Vanguard, BlackRock, for years, they've been writing letters to CEOs talking about the need for improved diversity in the boardroom, as well as in their companies and executive ranks in general. And now we see the different proxy advisors, Glass Lewis, ISS, et cetera, also focusing on this area. Last year, there was a record number of shareholder proposals all around diversity, and is diversity happening? So shareholders are speaking and they're saying, listen, we see the data, we see the stats, we see the research, and we believe diversity matters and can improve the overall performance of companies. So now, yes, companies are responding because they are responsible to shareholders. So I think the fact that NASDAQ has a rule, the fact that Goldman Sachs, even a year before that, actually said they won't take companies public unless there's diversity on the board. I think these are just outputs because they are listening to what shareholders want. So companies are now stepping up and we are seeing absolute improvement. I mean, last year, 47% of new directors came from unrepresented minority groups. That's a significant increase over past years.
Yeah, it just shows the power of that upswell that you're talking about in what shareholders want. Shelley, thank you so much for your perspective. Really interesting stuff here. Shelley Archambault is former CEO of MetricStream. She's on the board of Verizon, Nordstrom, Roper Technologies, and Okta. Thanks again, Shelley. Appreciate it.